State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Kids with parents in the military endure a lot of stress and trauma. And too much stress and trauma is not good for kids. It puts them in the category of at-risk youth. We're going to hear what it's like to raise kids in a military family from some of their moms.
I'm sitting around with a group of military wives at an empty VFW post in Lansing. It's half bar, half bingo hall. Two of these women were in the military. One worked at an armory, and one helps former soldiers with PTSD. They all have kids.
We have one child.
I have a 10-year-old daughter.
Just five.
And their husbands each have at least two deployments under their belts. Some of their husbands are getting ready for another deployment to Afghanistan. Carrie Gallagher has four children who've been through deployments before, but she says it's still hard and confusing.
My 12-year-old, at one point he asked me, he says, well, when Dad leaves, does that mean you'll be divorced? He knows that a lot of his other friends have parents who are
separated
and they get divorced. And I was like, no, honey, Mom, we're not going to get divorced. We're not getting divorced, you know, and don't worry about that.
Kids do worry, but worry isn't always bad. Stress and trauma, on the other hand, usually are. Military kids have both during a deployment, when their lives start to read like a checklist of risk factors. Single-parent households, upheaval, household financial pressure, anxiety about parents being hurt or killed, on and on. Statistics even show maltreatment and neglect of military kids is on the rise. Carrie Gallagher says her family is still feeling the effects of her husband's deployment 7 years ago. One of her daughters was then 13 years old.
It made her angry. She's 20 years old, and she's still in counseling. And but towards the end of that deployment was when she became sexually active, started smoking pot.
Risky behavior in kids and teens can be a side effect of the way too much stress changes their brains. To dull the effects of stress and trauma on their kids, these moms find resources to help with money, time, and ideas for helping kids feel stable and safe. The military's been criticized for not doing a good job connecting families to these resources. Almost all service members in Michigan are in the National Guard or Army Reserves. They have the hardest time connecting because they're scattered all over the place. Kim Suchek says it's a problem.
We don't live on base. So Army National Guard and Army Reserve, I feel a lot of times, are forgotten.
Suchek's husband is in the Reserves. After one of his deployments, Suchek wrote a guide to all the resources military families can access. The Army didn't have one. All these women use it. Things like emergency funds, respite child care, and money for tutoring make their jobs easier. And Janae Rodriguez reminds her five kids that tough times aren't all bad.
Our life situation is not a curse. Mm-hmm. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And this gift, because you know what sacrifice means and you know what uncertainty means, you have compassion.
These moms try to keep life at home like it was before deployment. But it's a lot. That's why Carrie Gallagher appreciates it when regular people show her they have her back.
God bless my garbage man, you know. If it's not down at the end of the driveway, he goes up my driveway and he go gets my garbage, you know. And those, it's the little things, man.
These moms also said their kids' dads do a lot to help make it easier on their children, even when they're far away and in the middle of dangerous situations. Janae Rodriguez makes sure her kids know that.
I said, there are a lot of kids right now in this country who have fathers who are not involved. And your father is a hero, and he's over there fighting for us. But he is still calling you, writing you. He's still involved across the world.
Stress is a part of military life. If parents can help their kids reduce and process it, research shows their kids can develop character traits to help them be successful. It's what these parents are banking on. For Michigan Radio, I'm Sarah Alvarez. This story was informed by the Public Insight Network, and particularly by Kimberly Suchek.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.